This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What happened to two neighbors? They were at each other, but one of them was more better than the other. One of them did not spread rumors about the other, but the other one went around the community and it started spreading all these bad things about his neighbor. Then this one, the one who wasn't spreading rumors, he went to the court, Islamic court, and he gave his case, put his case in front of the judge. The judge listened and had both of them in front of him. And he said to the one who spread the rumors, he said, before I pass my judgment tomorrow, I want you to do one thing. He said, what? The judge took a piece of paper, he gave it to him. He said, grab this piece of paper. He grabbed it. He said, now tear it to small, small pieces. So he teared the whole page into small, small pieces. He said, put that in your hand. And then as you're walking home, he said, small pieces of paper, let it just fall out of your hand. And let the wind scatter it wherever it scatters it. So he did that on his way home. And he said, tomorrow I'll pass the judgment. He scattered all the small, small pieces of paper as he's going home. He scattered it as he went home from the courthouse to the home. Next day, they both came back. The judge says to the one who spread the rumor, the one who gave the paper yesterday to, he said, I'm going to ask you now, go and pick up those pieces and come back. Those pieces you spread yesterday, the piece of paper I gave you, go and bring them back. The man said, Qadi, he said, oh, judge, he said, I can't do that. I mean, they're everywhere. How am I supposed to bring all the... I'll pick some of them up, but I won't get all of them. The wind has scattered you all night. And then the judge says, do you realize what your words have done? Will you ever be able to fix what you spread? Even if you say sorry to your neighbor now, the damage you did by spreading those rumors, you could never fix that again. Because those things you said to people, those people said it to others, and said they said it to others, and like the wind, they scattered it far and wide. You can never get to all those people and fix it back again. That's why it is so important that we hold back from spreading information before we find out what the actual truth of it is. And these are from the adab and the etiquettes that we have that will save us from a lot of trouble in our societies and our communities.